emails. Are they really not gonna?
No, man. They don't give a shit about your case.
Are they just not gonna respond? They're not gonna do anything? Okay. I don't know. That seems crazy to me. But can we have a countdown timer on screen for it? Well, the countdown's already over. I think the courthouse is closed. But I mean, like, they file late shit anyways sometimes. So maybe. How long do you say between the end of the lawsuit and manifesto release? Hopefully within 2 weeks. I'll probably sit down and just, like, start hammering it out every night. Court listener page got updated 1 minute ago. Wait, what? Any chance for your lawyer dudes to come on and talk about it? I doubt. I don't know how ordinary that is. Okay, we have our after-hours filings, of course. They must have been running out of tokens at the Joan Peters Law Department based.
Did it get filed?
Mm-hmm.
Your attorney should fight it. Just be like, Your Honor, it's after hours.
Sorry, hold on. I was looking for a quote in my deposition. Oh, the deposition is so long and boring, but one of her... Oh, this question. She asked me, Now, not only have you harassed plaintiff online, as well as her witnesses, you have even harassed and insulted her counsel, haven't you? Including myself? I said, I wouldn't say harassed.
More argumentative.
I don't even know what the point of these questions are. I wouldn't say harassed is one way maybe you could phrase it, but I have definitely shared my opinions about the ongoing litigation, yes. And she said, that's what you call sharing your opinion? Calling someone a dumb fuck? And I said, that is an opinion. Yes, sounds like an opinionated statement, and I did share it. So yes. And she moves on. Okay. We're reading their filings. Two filings. Plaintiff Jane Doe, by and through the undersigned counsel, hereby opposes defendant's motion for summary judgment. Good job. Defendant's motion is little more than a recycled version of his motion to dismiss for lack of subject matter jurisdiction, now repackaged under Rule 56. Well, yeah, because you guys didn't respond or say anything meaningful to the motion to dismiss either, so it's going to be the same arguments. Hello? Yeah, that's kind of how this works. The motion fails for the same reasons cited in plaintiff's opposition for the motion to dismiss, and for additional reasons that have crystallized during discovery. Oh boy. Tellingly, defendant does not move for summary judgment on the merits of the disclosure itself, as it is impossible to dispute that he non-consensually shared plaintiff's video. Instead, he seeks judgment solely on his argument that the court lacks subject matter jurisdiction under Cardi. One of the things that I'm so curious about, and I'll never know because all of these people are lying, disgusting demons, I'm so curious how many arguments get passed off. Like, I don't think Joanne is reading Kiwi Farms. I wonder if Pixie is, or if Lauren is, and then Pixie sends it to Joanne, or if Lauren sends it to Joanne, or if Lauren sends it to Pixie, sends it to Joanne. I don't know. This idea of, like, they're not even arguing the merits of their case. They're arguing subject matter jurisdiction. Well, of course you're going to make your strongest arguments first, and if you can't even establish subject matter jurisdiction, why would you debate the merits of the underlying claim? You chose to sue me under this federal tort. That's your fault. That's your problem. If you chose the wrong one, or you chose one that doesn't apply, then of course we're going to argue that it doesn't apply before we even get to the merits of whatever underlying accusation you're making. That's on you. That argument fails twice over because, one, defendant transmitted the video to IBMC at least 13 months after Cardi's October 1st, 2022 effective date, and two, although defendant's transmission to Rose occurred on April 9th, 2022, the video remained continuously accessible on Discord's CDN servers and on Rose's Discord account and was thus made accessible by defendant within the meaning of 15 U.S.C. 6851A4, well past Cardi's effective date. Wow. On the first jurisdictional ground, defendant's own evidence, including the timing of his November 3rd, 2023 communications with IBMC, his deposition testimony and IBMC's corroborating text message, creates an unmistakable factual dispute as to whether defendant transmitted the video to IBMC. A factual dispute has to be one with probative value, right? Meaning you can interrogate it back and forth, like in court. I mean, I guess the only real dispute would just be Abby's claim, because she has no other evidence. It would just be her saying a thing. I don't know if that counts as probative value or what. It must, right? You just have a witness that says they witnessed something, but I guess. Are the subject of unrebutted, including the Excel spreadsheet he characterizes as a communication. Wait, hold on. Okay. The exhibits defendant relies on to argue otherwise, including the Excel spreadsheet he characterizes as a communication log, are the subject of unrebutted forensic analysis by plaintiff's expert, Jesus Pena, demonstrating that they were artificially created after this litigation began, and that defendant's underlying production cannot be authenticated. Defendant has not retained a rebuttal expert, deposed Pena, or moved to exclude him under Daubert. The deadlines for all three have expired. Pena's findings, therefore, stand as the only expert evidence in the summary judgment record.
These retards want to talk about expiring? They submitted this fucking late.
Based. Expert witnesses never... You're never going to ask questions. I guess they would just be examined and cross-examined, but I would love the chance to talk to this fucking guy, dude. Didn't you fight that expert testimony at the time? I don't remember. I think we have, like, put responses to his stuff in our filings. I think we forewent deposing him, though. This whole argument of like continuous exposure is a legal argument that I don't think any judge would take seriously. It's just a crazy argument. The idea that if you send a file, it's infinitely and continuously being disclosed to somebody is retarded. Why not get your own Discord expert? I'm sure someone in chat is connected with. Well, I don't need one because I already know everything he's talking about, and I know that he's wrong, and I don't think he could even describe the things that he's talking about. He has no clue. The guy is an idiot. I don't even know if the guy. Well, I'm sorry. He copy pasted arguments from Kiwi Farms. Like, what do you want me to say? Oh, this was him correct amending his expert testimony because the first stuff he submitted already had some retarded and incorrect shit in it. Some of the arguments that this guy was making, I already showed this on stream before, but if you control F'd some of these arguments, they were literally straight ripped from, I think Code Cave is the poster of my thread on Kiwi Farms. They were straight ripped. And this quote unquote expert, as he was compiling this, his expert testimony that he was typing up, he fucked up on some of his hot links. And he didn't realize this is publicly filed in a federal court. You can go up on Courtless and look at this. Like this picture here, he literally straight lifted from the Kiwi Farms thread. Like if you open this link, it's an image file that hot links to this Kiwi Farms attachment. Like this is, he ripped, and you can control F and look at like these exact word for word arguments appeared in one of these posts. So like, I don't even know how much work this guy even did for this, or if he has any idea what the fuck he's even talking about. It's crazy. Paying 10K plus for an expert witness. I think they paid 18K for this guy. I think it was $18,000. Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, what the fuck? I'm not worried about this fucking loser, this dipshit. What was my response when she asked? Control F, Jesus. Oh, this was the whole... Did I ever read any of this on stream? I don't remember. They tried to make this argument about the different links. I think I talked about this, right? But they didn't have the correct exhibits. And I realized it when she handed me them that they weren't correct. These are two exhibits that you submitted to the court in support of your motion to dismiss and in support of your declaration. I said, okay. She said, of the motion to dismiss, right? I said, I see that. She says, and then 132.6, you see the two Google Drive URLs that you contend were sent to Abby. And I said, on page 3 of 3 of 132.6, she says, I believe so. I said, yes, I see them, the highlighted ones. And then in ECF 132.7, you see the two Google Drive URLs. Yeah, I see them, yeah. And these URLs are not identical, are they? So I looked them over and I realized they fucked up. And I'm like, I believe they represent identical URLs. Yes. And then she says, did you read Mr. Pena's expert report? And I said, unfortunately, yes. And I said, I'm sorry, yes. She said, okay, well, these URLs are actually different. They differ in lowercase. They differ in numbers. So from this page, the one sent to Abby and the one sent to Peach, can you say that they're different? And I said, can you point me to the first difference? And she says, okay, do you see, the problem is my eyesight is not that great. So there's a lowercase L as opposed to a number one. And I said, in which link are we at here? And she says, so we're comparing the ones to from you to InBloom and then the ones from you to this other Discord account, correct? And I said, oh, you did I read this? Okay, if I already read this, then yeah. She said, somebody with better eyesight might be able to see it. And there's also, in the one to Abby is WBT. The one to Peach is WBV, not T. And I said, can you show me that? So for instance, on link one, you've represented to me, in one, it was WBT, and in the other, it was WBV. I'm guessing you're talking about near the end of the link, where it says WBT/view, but I see WBT on both of the documents in front of me. And then Andrew says, so do I. And then they go back and forth for a little bit. I'm so happy the court reporter got this.
Who does, Andrew and...
No. Joan and her co-counsel are going back and forth. And I think the co-counsel realizes that they've fucked their exhibits up. And you can hear him whisper... They're the same. And Andrew goes, do you want to move on to a different line of questioning? And then Joan says, if I could see this tiny little thing, I would tell you, but I can't. And then Andrew says, but they are the same. And your colleague just confirmed that. And she says, I think it's too small for them to see. They're actually not the same. Andrew says you. Excuse me, for the record, we will state. She said, no, for the record, you just testified, Mr. Brettler, and your testimony is disregarded. Thank you. And he said, by whom? For the record, Ms. Peters produced a document and misrepresented what was on the document, and she and her colleagues identified that the documents were the same. And she said, and then she moves on. She says, okay, this is a blow up of those, so maybe you could see it better here. Do you still have those? And I said, I have what's marked as Exhibit 16 that you've given me. That's what I'm looking at. And she says, when I said those differences of WTV, those are the differences. And Andrew says, are we marking those as an exhibit? And she says, I'm showing them to Mr. Bunnell first. And he says, well, can we have a copy? She says, you can look at that copy also. He says, no. well, I don't know if we have another copy. And he says, no. He says, well, then don't. Mr. Renault, can you take a look at it, please? And he's like, excuse me. And Peter says, to refresh your recollection. And he says, until you can provide counsel with copies, you are not going to show the witness anything. You are extremely rude. Extremely rude. Let's take a 5-minute break and let's go off the record. She says, I guess I'm tired of you being rude. And then I think this was when she threw the thing at him or whatever. And Andrew says, you threw papers at me. Counsel, we're going off the record. The time is 3:17 p.m. This is fucking so stupid. Oh, my God.
I don't know how the court reporter is just not sitting there fucking laughing.
Oh, she loved it, dude. We had the same one for our deposition and for Pixie. It was she was a queen. It was hilarious.
She's like, this is cinema.
Okay. Anyway. Do you have a way of silently talking with your lawyer in a deposition, or is that not allowed? No, it shouldn't be allowed. Because a lawyer is only there to defend the deposition from unfair questions, but he's not supposed to coach you on how you answer a question. On the second jurisdictional ground, Cardi defines disclose to include making accessible. Pena has established that defendant's transmission to Rose placed the video on Discord's CDN, where it remained continuously accessible to Rose's account and, until December 2023, to the public via permanent URL, until defendant deleted it in November of 2024, more than 2 years after Cardi's effective date. The court has already found that the evidence establishing a definitive timeline as to what the defendant did or did not do and when is murky at best. Okay. Somebody said in chat, did you get to depose Abby MC? If not, is plaintiff allowed to bring her in? So they filed a new declaration by Abby the day after I did my deposition. Abby has not been deposed. Abby will never be deposed. I don't even think she would show up to trial if we had one. I have no idea.
Wasn't shit already closed, like discovery?
Yeah, I don't even know how she could submit a new affidavit or whatever, but... The forensic record has only grown murkier since. Viewed in the light most favorable to plaintiff, the evidence establishes, or at minimum, places in genuine dispute the defendant transmitted the video to Abby MC after Cardi's effective date and that his disclosure to Rose remained continuously accessible thereafter, precluding summary judgment. This is a statement of facts. Wait, what? Plaintiff will separately file by May 18th, 2026, a motion for spoliation sanction seeking, among other relief, an adverse inference instruction and preclusion of defendants exhibits A, B, C, E, and F to ECF 213. What are we even arguing about that? I'm the only one that has submitted any evidence. If you were to strike every submission I have, what are we even arguing about then? Because they've provided nothing. Also, by May 18th, you're filing, first of all, I feel like you would file spoliation motions when discovery is open. Now you're talking about filing something 2 weeks before the judge wants to like rule on the summary judgment. Yeah, what? Because each of those exhibits is essential to defendant showing on this motion. Granting any such relief would materially alter the summary judgment analysis. Plaintiff respectfully requests that the court deny the motion or, in the alternative, defer ruling pending resolution of the forthcoming spoliation motion. What? Holy shit. Defendant's motion attempts to falsely impugn plaintiff by representing that plaintiff had multiple prior intimate partners with whom she recorded videos and then shared them with defendant. The record establishes the opposite. Plaintiff had affirmatively pleaded and testified at deposition that she had a single prior sexual partner, her then boyfriend, before the September 12, 2020 encounter with defendant, and only shared content including the boyfriend with his consent. Okay, is that even that material in this case? I don't know. All right. Legal standard. This is just summarizing court case stuff so far. Summary judgment is appropriate only where there's no genuine dispute as to any material fact. The court must be the evidence in light of the... Okay, what is this? An extensive narrative of factual assertions concerning plaintiff's prior intimate communications and conduct, including her alleged suggestion that the video be recorded, her alleged sharing of explicit content with defendant prior to December 12, 2020, and her subsequent transmission of the video to her then-boyfriend. These assertions are immaterial to the elements of plaintiff's Cardi claim as a matter of statutory text. They are also the subject of plaintiff's pending omnibus motion in limine, which seeks their exclusion under blah, 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 blah. Okay, arguments. Wasn't that disproven in front of the judge that she sent pictures of boyfriend without consent? I seem to recall something like that during the hearing where she was crying. Maybe, but it's hard to, like her testimony, again, one of the big problems and one of the annoying things for this is that she just has like a lot of stuff that she, because she wants to represent herself in like a certain way, she like has to lie to everybody about her sexual history and proclivities and everything, so.
Question that you don't have to answer, obviously. Is she then lying about how many people she's had sex with?
I think so.
In the case?
I can't prove it, though. But, like, yeah. I noticed because as I was going back through our messages, because I actually give a fuck about this case and I don't want to fucking miss some shit. Like, I think it was, like, 2 weeks after we'd hooked up. Supposedly, I'm the second person she's ever hooked up with in her entire life 2 weeks afterwards, she was like sending me like messages saying like, oh, like I'm gonna hook up with this guy. I think I'm just gonna let him cream pie me and then get a plan B or whatever. It's like, sheesh. We're doing, okay, that seems kind of extreme, but okay. This is the first time that you met plaintiff. This is talking to her ex-boyfriend. Was this the first time you met plaintiff that she took this photograph? I don't think so, no. You look like you're in bed together. Does that refresh your recollection when this photograph was taken? He says it does not. Andrew says, okay, and you believe that this photograph was taken while you were dating plaintiff? I believe it would have been so, yes. And then Andrew says, and is this a photograph that plaintiff would have published publicly on her Snapchat? He says, sorry. And then Andrew says, would anybody be able to view this photo, or would this have to be sent to specific individuals? He says, I think she would have sent, like, not display this publicly, but I'm not certain. And then Andrew says, were you aware that she sent this photo of the two of you in bed together to Mr. Bunnell? And he says, I was not aware. plaintiff earlier this year, like, so I mean, like, even I don't even know who I like. Yeah, she, the problem is she just lied to so many people about so many things. It's a fucking mess. Like, yeah, which ordinarily I wouldn't give a fuck about, whatever. Just people lie about their shit, but don't drag me into some court case trying to
everybody lies.
Keep, yeah, to some autistic purity thing that you want to display to your dad and the rest of the fucking world. Really?
I'm sighing for you, sir.
Good. Viewing the facts and evidence in the light most favorable plaintiff, the evidence established. Okay. Oh, this. A declaration from Abby MC, dated May 1st. Oh, no, 2025. Sorry. Was submitted to the court in support of the plaintiff's motion for preliminary injunction. Because I think they... Did they publicly submit Abby's new declaration? That was like the day after my...
I haven't seen it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't think it's on the docket.
I can't imagine the judge trying to read through this. The timing inconsistency is dispositive. Abby MC's text message at 10:41 a.m. cannot, as a matter of basic chronology, be referring to the Peach Google Drive links defendant claims he sent at 2:39 p.m., nearly 4 hours later. When Abby MC told her friend at 10:41 a.m. the defendant had sent her a video of Pixie, she was necessarily describing a different transmission that occurred earlier than 10:41 a.m. That earlier transmission is the one plaintiff alleges and the one that gives rise to Cardi jurisdiction. I have no clue. Peach is baby Peach. This is a different person, not...
Not my wife.
My wife. Excuse me. Jesus Christ. Okay. That timing inconsistency standing alone creates a genuine dispute of material fact and defeats summary judgment. Defendant also claims that his spreadsheet displays the creation date of each file that he sent to Abby MC. And since all the files reflect creation dates in 2023, they cannot be the video to plaintiff. I like how they pursued some of these question, like lines of question during our MSJ, and they didn't get the responses they want, but they still included them as arguments. That's funny.
I assume next is your lawyer responds to this, and then it goes for MSJ.
Maybe, yeah. It's funny because I remember this line of questioning, and she's like, "Do you see a transmission time?" I say, "I see lots of times. Could you be more specific?" She said, "Well, and then this is the creation. So this is the transmission side time on the left, right?" I see timestamps on the left of this column. Yes. And then Joan says, and on the right of this is the creation date and timestamp. And I say, I would represent, no, those represent file names. And she says, oh, fuck. And they tried this a little bit earlier too. But they were trying to say, like, doesn't this, aren't you claiming this represents like transmission dates or whatever? And it's like, well, this is just the name of a file. It's not necessarily, like, it could be anything theoretically. But they tried, yeah, this is retarded. It's telling that the majority of their citations to the record are the first half of the case. Based. That argument is forensically incorrect. A file name is not a reliable indicator of when underlying media content was originally recorded. I mean, that's true. 2023 date strings and defendant's file names reflect two distinct file handling artifacts, the default naming structure of a Google Pixel device, and the spoiler prefix added by Discord at the time of attachment to flag for transmission, neither of which establishes when the underlying content was originally recorded. The actual... Defendant's communication logs are unauthenticated, self-created, and the subject of unrebutted forensic evidence of spoliation. Even setting aside the timing inconsistency and other shortcomings, defendant cannot obtain summary judgment on the basis of evidence that is unauthenticated, this means nothing, self-created, forensically, incomplete, and bearing documented signs of post-export manipulation. Jesus Benya, a forensic specialist with over 24 years of experience and who has testified more than 50 times, has identified concrete and unrebutted indicia, of unreliability in the very exhibits defendant supports or submits in support of the motion. I'm trying to think if... Indicia.
Is it indicta?
No.
Oh, no, there's a Shia.
Huh. Or a Sunni. Got him.
Oh, dear leader, you get me every time.
They're playing fucking food shops clips at me in this deposition. This is fucking so retarded.
Jesus, that's a face worse than death.
Do you recognize your voice, Mr. Bunnell? I said, yes. Okay, that audio file was submitted to the court in support of plaintiff's opposition to the motion to dismiss, and you said that on Food Shop's live stream. Yes. Is there anything in that recording that does not reflect what you actually said? And I said, what do you mean by reflect? I didn't actually submit. And she says, does it seem like an actual? Does it seem like what you said? And I said, I spoke the words on that. Some of that was clearly a joke. I did not, in fact, send child porn to ChatGPT, just to be clear. I think it was a joke I made on her fucking stream. I just wanted to authenticate that your voice was on that stream and that you said. I was like, yes. Okay.
Rettler's like, what is my client doing, man?
Oh, she did the whole, hold on, what was it? I don't know if they'll bring this up in their response. Sometime in April 2025, you recall that you did an interview with the content creator, Willie Mack? And I said, yes. And she said, and he asked you about doxing Queeman and Gisticle. I said, among other things, yes. And she said, and do you recall responding for Gisticle and Queeman? Quote, I would kill them if I could. I would show up to their fucking house and do it. End quote. Do you recall that? And I said, that sounds like a statement I made, yeah. And she said, and then you also said, I do want someone to kill Gisticle or Lab or Mr. Girl or Queeman. All those people can go die. Does that? And I said, well, when you read it like that, it sounds kind of psychotic. But yes, those were statements I made. She said, okay. And those are people, Gisticle and Queeman, and you identified Lab as somebody. Those are all people with knowledge of the allegations in this complaint. I think I listed them, but these people have all been involved in long-term harassment campaigns against me and people around me. And all of that preceded this complaint. Oh, and she uses that one. You realize that they were, because they have knowledge of the allegations of the complaint, that they are potential witnesses in this case, right? Potential witnesses. Oh, and she didn't realize. I wonder if Pixie lied about this. She's asking me about when I posted the picture of her and her wife or whatever. And you state Pixie's spouse's full legal name, correct? And I said, I think that is the one she had listed on her social media. So if that's correct, then yes, but I don't know that for sure. And then Joan said, she repeats her full name. She said, that's on her social media? And I said, yeah, that's where I got the name from. She moves on.
She moved queen. On after that?
Yeah, queen. She tried to make it sound like, this is so stupid. People do, these have to be arguments from Kiwi Farms. What would be that basis for why I thought it was a green card fraud marriage? And I said, it seemed to me like it was a fraudulent relationship. She asked me about stuff that was about green cards in the past. I figured out through social media posts that I saw of her wife that they were even married. I don't think she's ever mentioned being married to this person ever. It seemed to probably be a fraudulent marriage. And then she goes, now your wife, Melina, was not a U.S. citizen either, was she? And I said, correct. She said, was that also a green card marriage fraud? And I said, absolutely not. She said, do you have any idea how long Pixie and Virginia had been married? And I said, no, but I think it speaks to the lack of public information about somebody who is supposedly a public person having a relationship with another supposedly public person. So because she did not publicize her marriage, that means it's fraudulent? I said, not necessarily. And then we repeat, based. I remember during, God, so much of this is so wacky. Oh, I don't have Pixie's transcript. Fuck. In her deposition, Pixie doesn't even know who sponsored her for the fucking green card. What? Did I say that on stream?
That's pretty crazy.
What the fuck?
That would be like, that's a huge moment in your life.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is one of my favorite parts of Pixie's deposition. So Andrew's asking her a question about her talking to me about like a green card marriage or whatever. And she doesn't have this in front of her when he's asking her. And he's like, do you recall Mr. Bunnell asking you if you were marrying her to get a green card? And she says, I recall him asking that. And he's like, do you recall answering Mr. Bunnell that you were marrying her because you wanted her to stay here? And she goes, that's not the full context of the sentence. And then Andrew says, I didn't ask if this is full context. I just recall sending Mr. Bunnell a message saying that you wanted to marry her because you want her to, quote, stay here. And she says, I don't understand why you are omitting the I love her part. I like that this is a conversation we had 3 years ago, and she perfectly recalls the message that she sent me there. But for the rest of this, I'm searching authenticate. And it comes up 79 times, or in some form it comes up 99 times, but the term authenticate comes up 79 times in this deposition, where for every single question we ask her, she says, I can't authenticate the contents of this document, nor can I confirm them. I have no personal knowledge of how they were created, by whom, or if they accurately reflect the conversations I had. That was her response for like the first 3 hours of this deposition, for every single thing that we put in front of her. I didn't make that. I don't know who that is. I can't recall. I don't know.
Oh, it's undefeated.
Absolutely. Queen behavior. These are such crazy responses. Do you recall involving Lauren Hayden and her mother in your green card marriage campaign? And she says, I feel like I can't answer because the question itself inherently bakes in the green card marriage campaign, which is not, I married Virginia because I love her. And he said, why did you need Lauren Hayden's mom to help you with getting Virginia a green card? And she said, I don't remember the specifics of the process. I remember when I married Virginia telling her that, like, if she could deal with that stuff because I didn't feel like dealing with it. What the fuck does that even mean?
It's pretty ballsy to do a civil suit when you have
so much
like,
dumb
this type of skeleton in your closet.
Yeah. Did you tell Lauren Hayden and Lauren Hayden's mom that Virginia would pay her $10,000 if she helped her get her sponsored for a green card? And she said no. Did you tell Lauren Hayden or Lauren Hayden's mother that even though you married Virginia, that you wouldn't, that wouldn't be enough to keep her in the country because you made less than $30,000 last year? And she says, I don't recall. And he says, you don't recall whether you sent that? She says, yeah, I don't recall whether I sent that. Do you recall whether that's true? I don't recall whether that's true. You don't know one way or the other whether you were able to sponsor your wife for a green card? I couldn't sponsor her, but I don't recall whether I texted Lauren. Well, why couldn't you sponsor her? I think you need a sponsor who has over $30,000 in the bank or something like that. Okay, so it makes sense then that you would have told Lauren Hayden and or her mother it wasn't enough because you were not able to sponsor Virginia because you made less than $30,000. I don't know if I told Lauren that specifically or her mother that, but that is consistent with your understanding of the green card process. It's consistent with my understanding. I don't know if I told them that. Does Virginia have a green card? Yes. And how did she get the green card? She applied for it. Who sponsored her? I can't remember exactly who put themselves as a sponsor. Generally, who sponsored her? I can't remember. Was it a friend of yours? It was a friend of hers. How did she know this person? I don't know. I'm not... Well, she's your wife, correct? Yes. Did you discuss with your wife before she filed for a green card application that she would need a sponsor? It's just like... I don't know, bro.
Problem?
It's just so wacky, bro. Wacky, wacky, wacky. Oh, man. She dodged this a lot. I'm telling you that this is what your lawyers have told me, that you didn't have conversations with someone named Straiterade. Do you know who Straiterade is? Yes. And it's not true that you did not communicate with Aaron, who is also known as Straiterade, via text message, direct message, or something of the like, correct? Yeah, but when this all happened, she deleted everything. Again, she's able to delete her messages on her side, perhaps, but she's not able to delete your messages, correct? Yes. Yet you produced no messages from Straiterade other than a single communication. Are you aware of that? I gave everything I had. So are you aware that you only produced a single correspondence between you and someone named Straiterade? I gave everything I had. Are you, and you communicated with Straiterade in more than one correspondence, correct? We called a lot, yeah. And what about in written correspondence? Only through Discord, I think, and then she deleted everything. Okay, but you didn't delete everything, correct? Correct. So why didn't you produce your Discord correspondence with Straiterade? I think we called on Discord. I don't, everything I gave, I already gave everything. What do you mean you called on Discord? The phone calls. So you didn't communicate in writing with Straiterade? Is that your testimony? My testimony is that anything regarding Straiterade or any of these people I gave to my lawyers via a third-party e-discovery site.
But if they called, there's a log of that.
Yeah, it's and also this is all bullshit. She's lying. But my question to you is, why did you not produce any of the Discord communications with Straiterade? I already said I gave everything I had regarding correspondence to my attorneys and to the e-discovery platform. And did that include your correspondence, written correspondence with Straiterade? It included everything, everything I had. So why didn't you produce that? Because as I said before, I give everything. You're going to have to ask my attorneys, I guess. I give everything I have. So then presumably, you could go onto your Discord right now, or as soon as you have access to a computer or a phone, and produce those communications with Straiterade, correct? I don't know. I don't know if she... I have no idea if she, like, blocked me or, like... Why would it matter if she blocked you? You could look at your own side of the communications and produce them, correct? Well, it might matter because I'm not sure. I honestly don't know. Oh, wait. And then my last favorite meme. When we were deposing her ex-boyfriend. Thank you, blah, blah, blah. I won't say his name. Now we can get started in earnest now that you've signed Exhibit A or, to the protective order, which is the acknowledgement and consent. Are you represented by counsel today? Yes. Who is your attorney? Joan Peters. Joan Peters? Are you represented by any other attorneys? No. And when did Mrs. Peters become your attorney? I couldn't recall the exact date. Like, well, give me your best estimate. And I believe like a week or two after I was served the subpoena. Okay. And did you enter into an engagement agreement with Miss Peters? I believe so. Yes. Are you paying Miss Peters for her services? I am not. Who's paying Miss Peters on your behalf? I believe the plaintiff. Okay. And
that's
when we say
crazy.
The plaintiff today, we're referring, yep, she's suing in the name of the pseudonym Jane Doe, blah, blah, blah. Yes. So when I refer to the plaintiff, blah, blah, yes, blah, blah, blah. Hold on. It's better though. Good memes. Where is the... Someone came up to you and handed you papers. Tell me in your own words how you served with the document for the subpoena. And then he says, somebody texted me asking or telling me that they had a document to serve and asking what time would be good to meet. I gave them 9 a.m. on the day I was served. And then I walked out of the apartment building. A car pulled up with a man inside. He asked me if I was this name. I said yes. And then he served me the three documents. thank you. And prior to getting these that text message, did you, or once you got that text message about being served with papers, did you know what it had to do with at the time? When it was served, is that the question? Prior to it being served, when you got the text message saying, can you meet outside, or what's a good time, did you know what the service, what you're going to be served with? And you said, oh, sorry, he did specify that he was serving me with a subpoena. And did you know that it was a subpoena in the case that Jane Doe filed against Stephen Bonnell? Yes. Okay, and how did you know that? The process server told you? And he said, no, I was notified by the plaintiff that I would be served. And he said, when did plaintiff notify you that you would be served? I can't recall. Approximately? I'm only asking and entitled to your best recollection. It may have been a few days prior to the serving. I am struggling to place it on an exact date. Would it refresh your recollection if I told you this, that you were served on November 14th with this document? I couldn't get more specific than what I have. You think a couple days before the November 14th, you were notified, blah, 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 blah. Told you, okay. Then plaintiff contacted you and told you that you're going to be served, correct? That's my memory, yes. Okay, and tell me about that. Did she call you on the phone? Did she email you? Did she text you? How were you notified by plaintiff that you're going to be served? I believe it was a text. Okay, and tell me what that text said. He said, I can't recall it perfectly because I deleted it after I received it. But my memory of it was just a matter of fact. Like, you will be served a subpoena in relation to the ongoing lawsuit. And what did you do when you received that text message? I read it. And after you read it, well, I deleted it. Yeah. You didn't respond?
Do you usually delete text messages?
You didn't respond? I can't remember. I may have responded, but I... well, do you have your phone with you today? Yeah, let's pull up your phone. Okay. And your text messages with plaintiff.
Yeah. Rookie mistake.
Well, no, because they prepared. He said, yeah, I have already deleted the thread with plaintiff by now. And you have no text messages on your phone with plaintiff? Correct. And why is that? Because I'm in a new relationship and I would rather not have text with my ex-girlfriend on my phone. So as soon as you get a text message from plaintiff, you delete them? Usually soon after, yes. Please open up your phone to your text messaging app that you used to meet with plaintiff and search for her name. Okay, and do you have messages reflecting that you exchanged correspondence with her? No, there's no message at all. Correct. When you received this document, did you contact plaintiff? No, I did not. What did you do after you received this document? Nothing for a few days. And then I got an email from Joan, and that was the first action relating to the subpoena. And what email did you get from Joan? She was offering representation. Again, very matter of fact, I believe I have that email still. So why don't you pull that email up? Objection, that's attorney-client privileged. Andrew, you could pull up the email. She said, you cannot show that email to anybody. Andrew said, go ahead. And then Pixie's ex says, sorry, she's saying I cannot show that to anybody, and you're saying I can. And then he says, I'd like you to pull up the email and tell me when it was sent to you. Joan says, that's fine. And he says, November 17th. And then Andrew says, so 3 days after you were served, you received an email from plaintiff's lawyer offering to represent you? Yes. And plaintiff, it was your understanding that plaintiff would be paying for that representation? Yes. Good memes.
Problem?
Nope. Anyways, cringe times. Let's see. This is all just like saying that my evidence is all fabricated, I guess, based. Yeah, okay. I think they really did get fucked in the deposition then, because it's kind of weird that they would make this claim here that it's fake and that I admitted on a live stream to artificially creating them. But they asked me questions about this in the deposition, but they're not quoting from the deposition at all. Do they quote from the deposition at all in any of this reply? That'd be kind of crazy if they were pushing so hard to depose me and they end up having absolutely zero fucking like takes or quotes or anything from my deposition that they can even use in their reply. That would be insane. Yeah, they referenced it several times. Oh, okay. This is trying to say the links were different, so this is retarded. The timestamps contain a documented 10-hour anomaly. I can't imagine in civil court, like, hardcore fighting over fucking timestamps on fucking Discord messages from different time zones. Oh my God. Defendant himself had a personal relationship with Abby MC beginning in early 2023 and continued communicating with her well after this litigation began. Once or twice on Discord. It's not like she gave me her fucking address to serve her paperwork. Oh, she was homeless for a while and did not have a stable residential address. Wow. The November 3rd, 2023 text message is authenticated. The 11th Circuit makes clear that the burden to authenticate evidence is not high and requires only a prima facie showing that the evidence is what it purports to be. That standard is satisfied through testimony of a witness with personal knowledge or through the item's distinctive characteristics. How the fuck can they possibly make that argument for the singular Abby screenshot, but none of the stuff that I produced? Oh my God, queen. Defendant cannot obtain summary judgment by demanding evidence he himself destroyed. Defendant's argument that the Abby MC declaration must be discarded because Abby MC does not produce a screenshot of a message in which Bunnell supposedly sent the video is breathtaking in light of defendant's own conduct. He deleted all of his Discord direct messages to AbbyMC. This whole argument is completely foreclosed by the fact that AbbyMC had nothing to do with this lawsuit until they threw her in like one day before our preliminary injunction hearing. She wasn't relevant at all to this. Why the fuck? I can do whatever I want with those messages. Continuous accessibility argument. This is Kiwi Farms tier retarded. Well, good luck. I still don't understand this. If she's posting with an office here in Florida, why would she have to be admitted pro hac vice? I don't understand that. And she's licensed to practice in Florida. Do you have to do pro hac vice to a different federal jurisdiction? Like if it's like the Southern District of Florida and she's like only certified in the Northern District? Or can you only be certified for state bar court or something? I don't know. Jesus. Oh, we got all sorts of late filings. The fuck is this? We just read that. Plaintiff Jane Doe's response to defendant's statement of undisputed material facts and additional facts precluding summary judgment. Is this the statement of facts like that we did at the beginning of the court case? Is that what this is? This all looks retarded. Holy shit. This looks all retarded as fuck. Affidavit in opposition to defendant's motion for summary judgment of Joan Peters. You guys filed an updated statement of facts in the past few months. Okay. Exhibit A, filed under seal. Why? For her declaration? The fuck? Well, that's kind of weird, but okay. Exhibit B, expert report of Jesus Pena. Is this the same one as before? Looks similar to the shit from earlier. Yeah, get the fuck out of here, you little bitch. Oh, it's cleaned up a little. Oh, he fixed it so it's not linking to Kiwi Farms directly anymore. That's good, at least.
That's nice.
Read page 8 on it, the conclusion of 1. Conclusion 1. Defendant sent the video to Rose on April 9th, 2022. Oh, nice. But they're trying to make this argument of like, because you sent it as long as the file was still like in the DMs, it counts as constantly being disclosed, basically. It's retarded, but that's the argument they're trying to go with now. Okay. Don't know why this is all under seal, but whatever. Like, this is, I don't even know why we have an expert witness in this case. It's like so fucking retarded. But like, if you really want to get like, if you want to get crazy about this, upon review of defendant's motion for summary judgment, defendant asserts that none of the media files reflected in the Excel spreadsheet can be the September 2020 video of plaintiff because each file name listed in that spreadsheet contains a 2023 date string. While the video at issue was created in 2020, defendant offers as an example the file name and reasons that because every file name in the spreadsheet contains a 2023 date string, the spreadsheet conclusively establishes that no transmission of the 2020 video occurred. That reasoning is forensically incorrect. A file name is not and cannot be a reliable indicator of when the underlying media content was originally recorded. This is true for every entry on the spreadsheet, not merely the example defendant sites. Well, you know, technically true. You could just change the date or you could change the file name. But then he goes on to say the actual creation date of digital media is determined by metadata embedded within the file itself, such as the create date and modify date fields within the MP4 container, not by the textual string used to label the file. I mean, do you think there's no such thing as like metadata editors for MP4 containers or for MP3 files? Or whether, I mean, like you can, there are tons of metadata editors out there. Why would you assume that couldn't be changed as well? Like, what? Dumb. Stupid. I got a whole bunch of gestural clips. Apparently, he's experiencing maximum cuck rage right now. I don't know what over, though. Hold on. I'm going to find out. Gestural is reviewing his old content archive to prove Wick is lying about Kilo. And in the stream, you jump into the call, and then he acts performatively averse to hearing you two interact.
I see them as senators.
Hold up. Let's not play the semantic game.
I've been on
two or three.
Oh, hey, that's the guy.
Join the clown show.
I've been on two or three.
Oh, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to watch this. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to watch me being friendly with Destiny. It might be too much. I don't know if I can watch this, man. This is like 2 months after I started streaming. I would have been like a fan at this point. I don't want to watch it. Make me sick. Fuck!
Wick panels.
Oh, make me sick. Okay. Let's see. Just goes reviewing an argument between Connor and Wick versus Queeman and Mindwaves about Wick's disclosure of his PV affiliation from forever ago. He mentions he's going to show DMs of yours where you say their arguments are bad and how to beat them only for you to end up joining the call and argue the other side.
You know what? I might save this because, I've got, like, logs for what Destiny was telling me at this point. Not, like, it doesn't make him look, like, crazy or anything. He was basically just arguing about why these two were, like, making it look so bad. And he was trying to, like, give me arguments to make on stream. And then he joined. I think he argued against them. I think that's my recollection. It could be fun to go and check a bunch of this stuff out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I did think that they handled all that really terribly. I thought those arguments were dog shit. Or it did look really bad. This was way back in the day when I guess PV was paying a bunch of people, but they hadn't disclosed it or something. And so it was weird because there were a bunch of people in the political community, in our political community, where it was like they were getting paid by Progressive Victory and nobody knew about it. I just thought it looked weird. Yeah. Jessica was unhappy with his Discord and began calling dissenting members plus people who don't watch the stream. Jisticle's Discord is easily his biggest, most active platform or portion of his community, but most don't even watch his streams. It's just a group of people who literally hang out with each other all day long.
And we talked.
Oh, by the way, discord.gg/JSDLK. Join the community, join the community, join the community, join the community. We're relieving ourselves of H3 fans. We're adding new people, okay? discord.gg/JSDLK. Join the community. Thank you.
Talked about all these things. I can
kill off all your active Discorders. Well, I think I've caused something of a riot right now because I'm basically looking to change the model.
I know why you're so mad. I guarantee you. Remember before I said he tries to cover politics now, but like his whole political outlook is literally just is the opposite of whatever I'm on. Like, that's it. Like, so he has to simp for Taylor Lorenz. He has to simp for Hassan Piker. He has to simp for iDubbbz. Like, it's crazy the positions he has to take. So I think a lot of his community, because, you know, regardless of how I feel about these people, how they feel about me, a lot of them did come from my stream. You can say what you want about me, but I know what I'm talking about. You can pretend I don't, but that's fine. But there's no way you go from watching me for politics or even as background noise to watching Jisticle for politics. You can't do it. So a lot of them aren't even engaged. And then sometimes Jisticle will just be fucking like cuck raging in his Discord and nobody's even like responding to what he's saying. He's just like throwing messages into the Discord in cuck rage. And I think, where's my hardest DGG-er? Fuck, I'm not gonna find it. Black Cat? I think she posted this. She or he, I don't actually know, but they posted this. Actually, you know what? It probably is a they with this picture and that name. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I don't know. But apparently he was up all night just like seething about either me or my chat or whatever. And like no one in this Discord is even responding to him. he's just like cock raging in his Discord.
Yeah, basically, Dung Devil, I didn't like the community that was there. I want it to be like a community around the stream. And so we've discussed a couple different ways to do it. And I basically told people, like, if you don't like the stream or if you don't watch the stream, you should just leave.
True.
So now I'm trying to recruit people who do watch the stream to get people in the Discord. That's basically it. And then I think what we're going to do is probably eventually transition it into a sub-only Discord.
Damn.
And we'll just grandfather in certain people who haven't been there in a long time. Or sorry, who have been there for a long time. Yeah. I think we're going to go sub-only for it, though.
And to give my opinion.
He also took the time to directly call to AstroTurf likes on his tweet, or on this tweet by Kilotonics, even locking his community from speaking about things until they go and AstroTurf it. Ironically, this tweet is about obsession. What? Juice this. How long until it stops becoming snark brain to point out that the obsession Ethan has with Anissa and iDubbbz is intensely psychosexual in nature? Oh, they're even copying Hassan's language. Or did Hassan copy their language? Where did the psychosexual term come from? Jesus Christ. Gen chat off, awaiting more juice. Good luck. Damn. Let's see. We've got Jessica Copes about the lawsuit.
Destiny, you know, this entire thing with like his pixie, I mean, it's a complete and utter like disaster for him, right? So it makes sense why he's going to argue some of the points that he has or whatever to try to like get that out there. But if you're someone that's like watching him or following him or whatever, and then you have to argue it, I mean, to the smallest amount of scrutiny, like that kind of the conspiracy, like, you know, stuff about the farms and all this other shit, I mean, it kind of falls apart pretty quickly, I'd say.
I, you know what, actually, I will agree with this. Listen, I love all of you and I cherish each and every one of you so much, but don't go into these spaces and try to argue my case with these people ever. Because these guys have all the craziest things that they're ready to kind of like wheel out and debate on. And there's no possible way you're going to know every random weird accusation or thing that these guys have spent 2 years honing in their weirdo fucking Discord servers. There's a reason why Jisco won't talk to me, or why a lot of these people will avoid talking to me about it, is because they know that obviously I know my fucking life and I know what's happened. But sometimes I see people who will try to go into these spaces and they end up having to concede almost everything because they just don't know the facts about like the weird accusations they're gonna make. Like, it's just not worth it, you know?
All this other shit, I mean, it kind of falls apart pretty quickly. The smallest amount of scrutiny, like that kind of the conspiracy, like, you know, stuff about the farms and all this other shit. I mean, it kind of falls.
Like, he says the conspiracy stuff about the farms, but like, I've shown you in court filings where their expert witness literally copy pasted. He lifted verbatim an argument from Kiwi Farms, a bad one too, that an expert who works in tech would know is a bad argument. But I don't think he's an expert. I think I've heard about this industry. I don't know how true this is. I would hope it's not true. Bro, I've had so much like lack of faith in the legal system between the Supreme Court shit we read and between my own civil case that I don't even like saying this. I hope it's not true. But I've heard there's like kind of an industry around quote unquote expert witnesses that like I'm an expert witness and basically just collect a fuck ton of inordinate fees in order to, you know, show up and testify for whatever a particular fucking legal team wants you to testify to. I kind of wonder for this Jesus or Jesus Pena guy. I don't know how true that is or not true that is, but Destiny, the guy was saying the expert witness is court appointed. What? Okay. I will. One question. Are you ever allowed? I don't think I would ever do this because I just don't know enough about the process and procedure, but just in case you think I'm planning on doing this, but would you ever be allowed to swap places with your attorneys at points in your trial or in the whole like course of your case? Like if an actual plaintiff or an actual defendant wanted to question somebody, would they be allowed to say like, hey, I want to ask questions and do that? Or would you have to like dismiss your legal team or do something like that? This is the same for everything, though. Qualifications give you an in on doing shit, and people give you immense leeway because your qualification, 70% of shit, is just that we see it in every aspect of every institution, lawyers, PhDs. And I would love to question this guy, the Jesus Pena guy. I would love to ask him questions about his expert witness testimony. I know for a fact, as long as I wouldn't fuck up like the procedure, because I don't know what like, in terms of questions you're going to ask everything, that this guy would look like a fucking idiot in 5 minutes. It's just so annoying that the problem is that the stuff is going to be way above the layman knowledge. And by layman, I mean true layman, not layman like I play computer games 12 hours a day and I know the ins and outs of like, you know, the average Windows operating system and everything else. But like a layman, it is and like a person whose only interaction with a computer is maybe sending an email and maybe clicking on a browser. But the claims that guy makes are just so one of the most annoying things that he's trying to make this claim about the continuous disclosure is he keeps saying that links were publicly searchable from Discord's CDN and they're definitionally not. Like you can look at Discord's I don't even know the technical terms. I have to look it up. But on the if you look at like this, what do you even call it? The network properties or whatever of like all the Discord things, they like they're tagged as like not indexable, right? Like Google search engines won't index them. If you try to do like site colon and then you try to search for anything on Discord CDN, you can't just search it. One of the arguments they're trying to make is that like if you send a file on Discord, you can just search for it on Google because Google is indexing them. It's like this has just never been true. But he has this claim over and over again, and to even argue that is just obnoxious because nobody reading these filings, or at least not like a judge or somebody that's not like technically sophisticated, is gonna have any idea what they're reading. Yeah, but anyway,
falls apart pretty quickly, I'd say.
Yeah, I would just be careful to delineate between basically his entire narrative for why this all happened or why he's like a victim versus the strictly the lawsuit only. I do think there are ways you could think he's winning the lawsuit, not early on when people are talking about it, but now with like what's changed here. I mean, it was always going to be tough, basically, that they...
Here, this is my issue, and I'm going to lean into this really hard in the manifesto, okay? My issue is that if you think that I've done really wrong and really horrible and really bad shit, remember when I used to complain about all the Trump election cases, how when they were in front of the media, they would say one thing, but when they were in court, their tune would become significantly more reserved. Is if you want to make all these crazy accusations of me, and then you want to back it up by taking me to court, well, one, the thing you're taking me to court for seems to be pulled back a bit from the initial accusation, and then every single thing you bring up in court is either you've brought up an inappropriate law, you've lied about your evidence, you've deleted and hid a whole bunch of shit. Well, fuck you. You don't get to say, it's not fair to say, well, you know, what he actually did was really bad, but, you know, the court case is going to be tough. Bullshit. Fuck you. The court case shouldn't be tough. If there were 15 women whose shit that I'd all sent fucking Pixie stuff to, and if there were all these people saying that my sister got a video from him from Pixie 2 months ago, and blah, 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 if all that shit was true that she put in the complaint, unless she fucking lied. Unless she lied about every single fucking thing she put in the initial complaint, then fuck you. You don't get to say, well, the lawsuit might be tough, but we know he's a bad person. No, fuck you. You sued me. You wanted to go to court to show the whole world how fucking horrible and bad I am. If you trip and fall over every fucking part of it, then that's on you. Fuck you.
You've got, like, witness test.
Did you consider hiring your own expert witness? For like 4 seconds. No, but the problem is, like, the guy's claims, I'm confident that I can write out, and I did, I wrote out a whole brief on, like, these are the claims he's making, this is what they mean, this is what he says they mean, this is what they don't actually mean, this is why they're fucking retarded. Nothing he's saying is true. We don't need an expert witness to counter anything that that guy said. I'm pretty confident that I understand Discord and the tech around this stuff more than he does, unless the guy is just lying and he knows he's lying and he's actually really smart, but he has to lie. Like, everything in that expert witness report was just stupid. Like, he's pointing out, like, when he was linking articles about Discord's vulnerability for their CDN or whatever, what that article was talking about was that you could host malicious files on Discord and then you could post the links at other places, and then those links that were publicly posted, those links could be crawled by Google Indexer, and then they would be archived and that could be linking to malware or something else. It wasn't that Google or any of these search engines were natively on their own crawling through Discord CDN. These were links that were already posted in other places. The reason why Discord switched it up so that every day the link would change until it was accessed by the original account was because they didn't want people permanently hosting malware and then posting links in other places and kind of misusing Discord CDN as like an external host. That's what they were avoiding. But it had nothing to do with like being able to search for every video file that had ever been sent in a private Discord message. It was just stupid. But yeah, for me to hire my own expert witness to counter everything he's saying would cost me like $20,000, $30,000. And then we would have to go and depose him and make him available for deposition. Why the fuck would I pay $50,000 to discredit what's like such obviously stupid shit that I'm confident my lawyers, given an appropriate briefing, would be able to ask him questions and discredit in court 100%. Can't you see his qualifications on LinkedIn? He said he co-authored 3 books. I don't know if this counts as a racism. I'm pretty sure he just translated them. That would be my guess. He just translated them. Okay, where was I?
What's changed? Early on when people were talking about it, but now with like, what's changed here? I mean, it was always going to be tough, basically, that they've got like witness testimony that says this stuff was sent out and it's like compelling for certain reasons.
It's not, but okay.
It's basically going to come down to the reliability of the witness on whether or not it'll go to trial.
Oh, the reliability of the witness who submitted an affidavit that was heavily redacted that we were never given, ever, by the way, which is not allowed, by the way. You have to provide everything to opposing counsel that you're submitting to the court for evidence, even if it's filed under seal. Still don't have the unredacted version of it. They gave us a slightly less redacted version of it, I think 2 weeks ago. Still don't have the original unredacted statement or whatever that message was. And then they didn't depose their star witness. They didn't make her available for deposition. She hasn't been to any hearing. That's you're going to hang your hat on that? Okay, chief.
And it could be like a difficult case. But in terms he said about how Kiwi Farms was coordinating with all of his haters and all of that whole story he's told, yeah, that's all made up. That's all like crazy to try to follow. Yeah.
Except it's all 100% true. Oh, God, I can't wait till this case is over and I can write my whole shit up on this. But it's such an easy case for me to prove, too. Because these fuckers talk about it all the time on Kiwi Farms. And so did Jessica and his people, but base. All right. What is this?
Yeah. I, like, the only thing I, because I basically stopped following it, like, stopped being interesting to me. Mostly because I thought if I'd stop covering it and, like, stop covering him, he'd stop, like, threatening people and... I kind of figured maybe that would stop. Yeah, guys, it's like, yeah. Maybe if I just, you know, but that didn't happen, so.
It's so, I need to switch that fucking flip in my brain. I have to have somebody try to do something horrible to me or something. I just can't. I feel so fucking cringe playing the victim. I feel so cringe. I can't do it. I have a stack of fucking police cards over here from how many fucking times I've gotten swatted the past few months. I was cringing because I tried to hide it the last time, but I think you could even see the fucking flashlight in the background. And I told the cop, please don't fucking go in the room. I didn't turn my camera off, okay? It happens so much. Nothing has ever happened to these people. Jessica has never been swatted before. Nobody's done anything. And by the way, just to be clear, I'm not saying anybody should go do anything, but I'm saying these guys are acting like they're getting fucking hounded on a daily basis in real life by assassins and FBI agents and cops. Nobody gives a fuck about you guys. Nobody cares about you. The fact that and it's also, by the way, it's also self-evident based on the behavior, because these guys would complain like, oh my God, Jesse just tried to get us killed. And then they would obsessively talk about me, my girlfriend, every part of my family, that making excuses. Was it Doobie that went on Wix stream and made excuses why you can A-log my minor child? Why you can A-log him to try to get him fired from future jobs or whatever? It's fucking insane. And they're like, oh yeah, Destiny's threatening us so much. Like, holy fuck.
So yeah. What can you do? But then I just didn't really care that much anymore. I think it's basically been where I thought it was going to be 4 months. I haven't really been covering it. I can only assume things have gone a little bit good for him in terms of like what's happened because he spends so much time covering it versus anything else. You know what I mean? Like,
because he spent, I just covered some of the filings. I don't think I've covered all my filing. They've talked about my case so much more than I have. What are they talking about? I'll talk to the LUS guy if he wants. There's a guy on my Discord that messages me that's his like connection or friend, but I don't remember the name, so I can't look it up on my Discord. But if he finds a way to message me, he can message me.
That makes me think, but it could be that honestly, he's in a weird enough spot. He's in like a desperate enough place that I do think there's a chance it's like not going that well. Certainly it's never gone as well as he said. Like, he was like, oh, it's going to be dismissed in 2 weeks, then dismissed in a month, then like...
Everybody likes to keep bringing up this like, oh, he said it was 2 weeks, oh, he said it was 2 weeks, oh, he said it was 2 weeks. Yeah, because I thought the judge would be... I love every judge. Every judge in the world, I love them all. Let me make that clear, especially my judges, okay? But, okay, I thought that the rulings were a bit quicker, okay? I didn't know that you could file things and motions and not have them ruled on for 5 or 6 months. I didn't know that was the case, okay? Technically, my opinion isn't really changed from the beginning. I feel like it should be dismissed almost immediately. But the plaintiff, I didn't expect the plaintiff at the twilight hour to fully fucking fabricate a witness and to make a lie up to survive the preliminary injunction hearing, because they did that with Abby. Like I said, people can accuse me of lying, whatever the fuck, I don't care, fuck it. If we go to trial, I guess we'll go to trial. I have never sent Abby anything related to Pixie ever. I just haven't. I know I haven't. I checked through all her fucking DMs on every fucking platform. I checked through everything. I've never sent her anything. And they brought that girl on the night before our preliminary injunction hearing in order to save their case so they wouldn't run the risk of getting dropped right there. Oh, by the way, memes, I'll never have the answer to this, by the way, so all I can do is be schizo and speculate. I said that they provided us a slightly more redacted or a slightly less redacted version of that Abby DM like 2 weeks ago. I know the person she was communicating with now, who she was sending those messages to. Spoiler alert, it was one of Gisticle's mods. So I wonder how that wound up finding its way to Joanne. Kind of weird. Pretty crazy. Now, again, I'm not going to find any of these messages because these motherfuckers are actually deleting shit and actually hiding stuff from me, so I'll never know. But my theory is, my guess is that that guy probably sent it to Gisticle. Gisticle probably passed it along to either Pixie or Joanne, and then they probably went to Abby and then bullied her into joining this by who knows what. I don't know at that point. Threatening her, promising her tons of money or whatever the fuck else. But anyway, good memes. Actually, I don't think it fucking matters. If you're curious, the guy that she was talking to was that Sognik dude. But good times.
To be dismissed in 2 weeks, then dismissed in a month, then like, I guess we'll see. And now it's like definitely dismissed before going to trial. And now it's like, well, I believe the last thing he said is like, I don't even know. Like, I technically, like, what happens? Like, I think there's almost no chance. But if I lose, like, it's just completely fucked up. It's like, bro, you think about losing?
Yeah, it's a jury trial. Technically, anything can happen. Well, I mean, yeah, what? OJ won his trial. What do you mean? Like, yeah, what?
Anyway, you know, it's just his progression over time. It's been strange to me to see.
What is this?
Anyway, crazy stuff.
I think at this point, like, even if like...
Who is he talking to right now? Shamu. And M. Rao. Mrao or whatever? Fuck, I have so much trouble keeping track of these people. The Mrao guy, I think, is an insane anti-fan. It's hard. A lot of these people became, like, I think, Ethan anti-fan, so I can't... Sometimes I say a person is an anti-fan of mine, but they might not actually be an anti-fan of mine. I think they might just be an Ethan anti-fan, so they like tweet with each other, but I'm not 100% sure. But I think M. Rao tweeted a ton of crazy shit to me about me, I think.
Like, for some reason, tomorrow it comes out that Pixie was just like 100% lying and she's like a malicious bitch or whatever. Like, just nonsensical evidence came out against...
Isn't M. Rao the Doomer Media guy from way back when? I think he took the Doomer Media account on X. Wait, is he actually Doomer Media? The guy who made the Vosh as a terrorist video? I think he just took the Doomer Media, or he like changed his name to Doomer Media on Discord, I believe. Hold on. They're about to do the meme. They're about to say the... even if Pixie was lying about every single thing, we still know that Destiny is 100% an evil person and everything else was true.
Reason tomorrow it comes out that Pixie was just like 100% lying and she's like a malicious bitch or whatever. Like, just nonsensical evidence came out against Pixie that was like proven to be true. Like, at this point, even, it's just like... Sure, you're innocent of the sex crimes, but like the weird harassment campaigns you've done on people, the doxing shit, the lies that you've told about other creators. It's like, at this point, like, you're kind of for a lot of people, I feel like, even if you win this case, it's like people have kind of seen who you are and don't really fuck with you.
It's so fucking crazy, dude. It's so crazy.
I don't think it's just because of the sex.
Still guilty of like many, many, many other, sir.
Hundreds
if, like,
of other
the sex crimes.
Sex crimes. Hundreds.
Everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah.
He would still
is
be
what
in
I
trouble.
Meant. Sorry, I probably worded that
no,
terribly.
I,
yeah.
I no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not even like I just try to be very clear that because sometimes if I don't want to talk about it, people are like they think that's me pulling back and thinking I'm like walking back from a take. It's like no. I still believe literally every element of the things I was saying like a year ago, year and 3 months ago.
Emrao, the lolicon doxer, like he doxes lolicons or he likes lolicon and doxes people. Emrao, the lolicon doxer, comes from the Mr. Girl and Chud Logic community. He hated Ethan before Destiny. Yes, he is in Doomer Media. Every time he gets an account banned, he creates one impersonating a creator. I feel like a lot of them do that. It's really weird and annoying, but I guess that's part of why they do it. I think that Saba sexual guy does it too. And I think there's another person who does, they always just make new accounts with like other names and shit. I don't know. And then they always accuse me of being obsessed with them. But then whenever I try to fight with them in other discords, I like mix all of them up and then they call me retarded. And it's like, I don't keep track of all your fucking names. Okay. Fuck you guys.
And I will defend like any of those takes essentially that are, I would say the one thing was, oh no. Cause I don't think I was really arguing Rose was a minor. I don't think I even really argued that to be honest with you. So I was going to say maybe that might be different.
Okay.
Anyway,
what's the deal with that? Was it proven that it was Solo using her account? I saw something about that maybe in a court filing.
No,
true.
No, but also like objectively, he was quite literally acting as a middleman. Like he was sending all the porn back to her, and then she was getting the requests for bespoke stuff, like custom stuff that she was sending back to him. Like, and he has admitted this that like she at best he was a middleman. Like it wasn't that.
I would say that easily the most disgusting part about this whole thing that, again, nobody gives a fuck about is the fact that they are so fucking horny to throw me under the bus as a pedophile or whatever the fuck else that they will make the craziest fucking excuses or stories up about anything. And it got, I don't know where they're at for this, but like when the Rose stuff came out and it didn't go the way that they wanted it to, the accusation that they started making was that me and Rose were communicating behind the scenes and that we were secretly collaborating in order to fix up her story to save us both because we had some fucking pedo adult relationship that we wanted to preserve and we were just like covering our own asses or whatever. Yeah.
That middleman, at best, he was a middleman. Like it was.
And then keep in mind, remember, the only reason why she ended up being deposed was because that Save a Sexual Guy, Justicles community, was spam harassing emails to the girl and then her entire family, while the whole Discord server, people like Wicked Supreme included, cheered it on, saying that he was doing a good service.
It wasn't that. Yeah. She said it was Solo in the deposition, but ultimately if she agrees and says anything but I was blackmailed and I had no choice, she's guilty of transmission of child porn.
That's just an insane. Remember, this guy threatened to kill her. First he threatened to kill himself, then he threatened to kill her and her family, by the way. Well, this girl was 17, by the way. But she was actually an insidious top secret prostitute who's guilty of
And so,
yeah,
like,
what a spot to be in. That's some crazy.
Realistically,
shit.
I do think there's a good chance that she would understand that and not be willing to go there and argue.
So does he still believe that she's just lying about everything?
But ultimately, if she agrees and says anything but I was blackmailed and I had no choice, she's guilty of transmission of child porn. And so,
yeah,
like,
what a spot to be in. That's some crazy.
Realistically.
Shit.
Wow. I do think there's a good chance that she would understand that and not be willing to go there and argue.
Like, my story has been the exact same from the day this fucking case dropped. Pixie has lied about almost every fucking part of her fucking life to every single person that she fucking knows, okay? And then even when they manage to harass and harangue this girl into giving a deposition, they don't like what she says, so now they accuse her of fucking lying. Bruh. Okay.
I don't believe so either in Jade. Like, obviously, she was involved, like, heavily.
That's just crazy. That can't be right.
No, I'm saying if she doesn't say she was blackmailed and she had, like, no choice and that she wasn't on there, they would punish the child? Yes. Yes. If she was knowingly do it, if it was anything but him blackmailing her and, like, forcing her to do this stuff, yes. If you're a child selling child porn to people, you are guilty of, like,
selling?
Transmitting child porn.
Also, they have this meme that they constantly... I've never bought or paid for anything related to the solo guy or Rose. This has never been true. I know they try to make this claim. And my understanding from the deposition is Rose didn't get paid anything for any of the weird shit that he was selling either. He owned and controlled all of those accounts. One of the most blackpilling things about, like, Israel-Palestine and politics and everything else, you look at how Ryan Grimm and all these people are playing footsies with fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Jewish space laser lady. And it's like, how can there really be absolutely no political values anywhere? Like, you guys really have no principles at all. It's whoever's on your team is okay. I'd never thought in my entire life that I would see a whole community of people go to bat for fucking child sex traffickers because they are so fucking horny to try to pedo jacket me or whatever. That's just wild to me.
That off. Anyway, so I think she had a lot of reason to lie. She obviously knew who he was. She obviously, there's pictures of her wearing his merch. There's pictures of her taking a picture from her school to be like, hey, look, this guy looks like you. He's got a blue coat or something along these lines.
Did she ever say that? Was that ever a message? Or are we just writing fan fiction now? What?
Like, look, this guy looks like you. Certainly seemed like the kind of messages you'd send if you were generally, like, having a back and forth and probably not.
That's what catfishing is. Yeah, hello.
Like, the idea that this solo guy lives in a different country and you're going to take this picture of a guy who looks like Destiny to send to Destiny?
What? I'm sorry. Wait, did I ever post a message from her like that? That this guy looks like you? I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember posting that. Did I? Yes? Oh, okay. Maybe he did.
Because you're being blackmailed to do it?
I know there's a picture she posted from her school.
Because you're...
But I don't remember the attached message saying this guy looks like him.
Being blackmailed to do it? That is like, do we really think that happened? Do we really
Pretty
think
fantastical, that whole, the conspiracy.
Also, and I welcome this type of commentary. I'm okay with that because it is. When everybody, because Kiwi Farms was doing this too, and so were their servers, and they were like, this is impossible. This story is fucking crazy. There's no fucking way. Because I agree. I don't think it's possible. That was fucking crazy. When I landed on the plane and I got back to my apartment and my fucking, my lawyers called me and they're like, bro. And I was like, what's up? It's like, you never talked to this girl ever. And I was like, I know. I checked our logs. We've never had like a call. And they're like, no. You've never, ever communicated with this person. She's never messaged you ever in your entire life. There's no possible way you guys are misunderstanding something.
He gay out, you know, the gay out from the beginning, all that stuff is pretty fantastical. That's what you're talking about, right? Like,
I could see them both having access, or I could see, man, I really can't see.
What? Hold on, what?
That having a back and forth, and probably not, like, the idea that this solo guy lives in a different country, and you're going to take this picture of a guy who looks like Destiny to send to Destiny, because you're being blackmailed to do it, that is like, do we really think that happened? Do we really
Pretty
think
fantastical,
that?
Fantastical, that whole, the conspiracy... He gay out, you know, the gay out from the beginning, all that stuff is pretty fantastical. That's what you're talking about, right?
Like, I can...
You know what else is funny that these guys just never fucking dig into? The solo guy, by the way, was a Queeman fan. That's where he spent all of his time in his Discord server, was in Queeman's server, typing a ton. He had messages in there. I think that's where he first started typing about wanting to leak stuff. They never talk about that. They never bring that up. They never mention the things that he was typing in there while he was doing the leaks. They never, for some reason, they just never bring that up. Kind of weird, huh?
Could see them both having access, or I could see, man, I really can't see him.
No, I think they were
access.
Both involved. The argument that that she makes in the deposition or whatever is that essentially that he had control of the account the entire time, and that he was actually talking to Destiny and transmitting all these things, right? And that's I guess what Destiny is going to go with as well. But yeah, that's
going to go with. Didn't it turn out Solo was your viewer many years ago who basically got mad at you because you didn't let him on stream? No, I've never heard that. I think he must have been a viewer of mine from a long time ago if he knew about me and everything, for sure. But I think he'd migrated over to... Well, all I know is that he was active in Queeman's Discord. I don't know who he was watching frequently, but...
Seems very fantastical, and you know, very complex to like run this insane gay op like that from the beginning, when I think their communication started first on Twitter because she was selling stuff on Twitter, like pictures and things like that.
Yeah. It's right? Not like wholly, I will say it's like unbelievable to me just in the details of the story. It's not unbelievable to me that somebody could have like someone they were blackmailing who was underage, who was recording these videos, and that they were selling them and owned all the accounts. That's like not unfathomable to me. It's the direct engagement from her end that like goes beyond what he could really force you to do reasonably.
How? Hey, give me this picture. Hey, send me this thing. Hey, show me a picture of you here. Hey, how is that impossible or unfathomable?
Goes beyond what he could really force you to do reasonably. That's like the part that's weird to me. You know what I mean? Like, there's probably just no way that you would be able to. And yeah, there's it's just, it feels unbelievable.
I guess, to be fair, there is a world where she is lying about everything and she's just like a master manipulator, child porn fucking seller, and was running, and the solo guy's actually not real and she was running all the accounts, and it's fucking Kaiser Soseki or whatever the fuck from that one movie. Bro. Fuck me, dude. Do you think all of this is a long play OP from, or no, long play operation from Queenman and just go like from the very beginning? No, I don't know, bro. No, that would be crazy. Okay, how many more of these?
A few more. Say, this is fucked up and I can't stand by it.
I'm just like, what comment, what order of DMs would I have had to send to her for her not to use this as content? No, I have no problem with her leaking them, by the way. I've leaked DMs plenty of times, but like, I know when somebody's...
I think for you not to use them as content, you probably could have like responded and just gone, yeah, you're right. Oh, I'll cover this. Like your job? Like you could have done your job, you stupid fat fuck?
So I know when to...
Oh, so Nicholas Diorio, over the past year-ish, I guess, has basically just become kind of the H3H3 after show. What's the opposite of the waiting room? Oh, yeah, I guess like an after show. So I think Queeman and Gistical and all of them like obsessively attack Nicholas Diorio because he's on Ethan's team. So apparently they do a lot of that.
Ethan Klein lawsuit was going to be in the mail the next day. I think that, honestly, I think that it should be make vocal unhinged fans scared again. It should be like a 2025 model.
Yeah, look, can you do me...
Make critics scared to criticize again. Make critics scared to criticize again. From Nicholas fucking Fat Wop the Oreo, okay? Are you serious?
That feel when we're reaching for our Italian slurs. Oh man, we're really digging there.
Of all people. Sorry, I got that backwards. Fat fucking Wop. Okay, my bad. My bad!
If you have of the letter, you just put a video.
Eliminator, thank you for the 5 gifted kick subs.
Maybe Bungie.
Oh my god, fuck, I just clicked. Oh, hold on. This one?
Ethan Klein lawsuit.
You serious? Or it's fat fucking Wop. Okay.
Okay, 3 more. What is this?
Maybe Bungie is right about the DGG plug. Dude, I told, Queeman could agree with this, okay? Or he would know this, but I...
Anonymous. Thank you for gifting 5 subs. Now, Illuminator gives 5 subs, but he puts his name on it. But Anonymous. Oh. Anonymous. Doesn't even want the credit. So selfless. I'm just kidding.
But I did talk about this back when the initial split with Destiny happened, and I watched Nicholas just going after all of the same people. I'm like, I understand. I sound...
How do these guys do this shit all day? Is there, like, secret whale juicers that donate 80% of the income? Like, Doobie? I don't know what the... I mean, like, I'm saying this genuinely. I don't have the brain for it. You probably just need a certain type of brain for it. But I'm saying this genuinely because, like, I could understand people looking at my stuff and you're like, how can you do politics all day? Or, like, what, isn't this boring to scream at people or whatever else? Like, I just think that certain people's brain... Like, how do people watch reality TV? I guess for them, this is, like, their version of that, kind of.
Could agree with this, okay? Or he would know this. But I did talk about this back when the initial split with Destiny happened and I watched Nicholas just going after all of the same people. I'm like... I understand.
Mrao is an obese doxer who has well-known lore about fucking around sexually with a minor. Crazy if this guy to be throwing stones as a logistical co-host at you. Okay. King?
Sounds schizophrenic, but it's all one big corrupt, like, disgusting machine.
What is?
And this is like, helping, like, Destiny recover by going after... Like, if you're going to go after all of Destiny's enemies, that's what you're going to spend all your time doing?
Oh, it's a huge conspiracy that all of us are working together behind the scenes. Do you remember when I was working together behind the scenes with Willie Mack after telling him that him and his wife were being doxxed by Spicy Chat, which is owned by Chud Logic, which was being frequented by Queem and Ann Gistical? Do you remember when Willie Mack helped me behind the scenes by leaking fucking random parts of a text message conversation we were having while making a YouTube video saying he was calling the FBI me? Remember that? That super secret coordination? Do you remember when me and Nicholas Diorio were super secretly coordinating together the entire time as he made hit video after hit tweet after whatever, covering all my shit, calling me a pedophile? Do you remember when me and Ethan Klein were collaborating secretly behind the scenes for so long, and then we decided to throw everybody off of our trails by calling each other pedophiles over our video and a response video? Oh, all the secret collaboration. Like, how do you even have the... Okay, the one thing that I don't understand, but again, my brain is just not at all wired on this, and this is with all the politics communities today, and then, like, this communities. How can people watch your shit and not realize, like, okay, bruh, I feel like... We got to have like a little bit of self-awareness here, okay? Like we are the cabal. Like we are literally reposting tweets from accounts on Twitter and then turning off our fucking Discords until people juice the tweets up enough that are attacking the correct enemies and being signal boosted by the correct allies who are all in these weirdo fucking Discords all communicating with each other. Like you understand this is you, right? Like these are you guys. Like that's you. Oh, by the way, fuck, does anybody remember the hit piece video I made on Hassan that Ethan retweeted on his account? Ethan was telling all of his fans on Discord, go tweet this Destiny video. Anybody remember that? Oh, fuck. I don't think that ever happened, did it? I don't think that ever happened. How many times has Hassan retweeted Gistical and The Substance? How many times has that happened? Like, how you are the cabal, my dude. How do they not know it? And they're so mad because they're not even getting the attention and publicity they would want to off of it.
You are going to help him recover, right? He will be able to lean into that. I think Queeman understood it and agreed. Not that, like, I'm just saying that obviously that's going to be the outcome. And I didn't think Nick even wanted that, because Nick has to understand that if Destiny does ever get, like, fully back, Nicholas Diorio might be the number one person on his list that he's going to try to kill, right? Metaphorically. Hopefully. Because Nick tried to put him in the dirt. It's so I don't even think Nick wants to do that, but he was in effect helping with that. That's what I fully believe, right? When you just go after all of his enemies, you spend all of your time doing that. Anyway,
it's like he's trying to cause a division in a secret cabal that doesn't exist. I don't even know if I've ever messaged Diorio privately anywhere before. Ever. I don't even know. I don't know, bro. Yeah. What? Nope. That's right. Definitely. That's definitely going to happen. I'm also like the least grudgy person in the universe. Like even for Willie Mack, I think that fucking video was fucking retarded. But like when I'm done with it, I just don't give a fuck. Like, if my case ended tomorrow, I don't give a fuck. I think that video was fucking stupid, and I'm annoyed by the dumb shit that Diorio has said, because everybody likes to jump to conclusions and everything, but, like, what, I'm gonna, all right, guys, time to go after the commentary. You're like, what the fuck, I don't give a fuck.
Queeman would be up there? I mean, Queeman's nowhere near the top of that list with me, unfortunately, with that. Destiny's like, bro, Destiny thinks I'm responsible for literally every bad thing in his life. It would be me. If he ever gets fully back and is like, you know, let's say he, you know, is got an 8-figure net worth like 2 years from now, he could definitely pay somebody to kill me. He would be happy to do that.
Recent memory.
Like, we have to invent in hypothetical futures, we have to invent things to be afraid of. Okay.
Sorry. While making this video, I took a all break right. to live stream okay. for
what?
I don't know. Listen. I don't know. Do you really think he wants to kill you? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Under this guy. What have you done? Like, what's the worst thing ever you've done to Destiny?
Let's see. He was probably physically and emotionally abusing a woman that he was secretly dating who made an accusation against me the same time two hit piece videos about me dropped and Pixie made her Substack on me, okay? He kept Cherry on his stream in an abused state for like 6 months to farm and make content, sometimes about me, sometimes not, while obscuring their relationship to the entire world, while telling her, after having her committed to a 72-hour hold for suicidality, after telling her that he would be her Dr. K as long as she would come onto his streams to juice his streams up. I'm pretty sure that he passed off that information to Pixie's team from Sognic for Abby. I'm fairly sure on that. I don't actually know. Actually, I can't say I'm fairly sure. I feel like that's probably the connection there. That'd be my guess. But again, I'll never know because there was no discovery turned over between Pixie and Gisticle. That's never happened. Even though it came out in a court filing that Gisticle and Pixie were communicating with each other. Remember, they tried to redact his name, but they left the picture there. But I never got any discovery between conversation between her and Gisticle because they're either all deleted or they communicated on a Signal. And then him and his community were involved in attacking me, my girlfriend, my son, of like trying to A-log or repost shit from Kiwi Farms about every single person in my life constantly in their Discord server. I mean, like, I have a lot of reasons to hate Gisticle, and I do hate Gisticle, and I'll probably always hate Gisticle. Like,
I wonder what he thinks the worst thing is. I don't know what the...
Well, I don't think I've done anything.
To be honest, I do feel like I mostly just... There was probably one point in time where I, like, made fun of his dick being ugly. Like, but that's probably the most caustic I've gotten.
His Discord server was reposting, like, disgusting, crazy shit about the girl I was dating at the time. Because she wouldn't break up with me. Kelly Jean was doing a lot of that. But Jessica and all of them were also, like, thumbs-upping and fucking engaging with everything, too. But, like, yeah, we can pretend that, too. All right.
But I don't, like, I do think he's, like, a disgusting sexual predator.
Remember, Gisticle was begging Cherry after accusing me of only hooking up with mentally ill women, okay? And that dynamic was abusive. Gisticle pursued Cherry aggressively, flew her out to Canada, had her committed to a 72-hour psych hold for suicidality, and then forced her to show up on his stream over and over and over again while he was farming her for money the entire time until she broke, left Canada, and he begged her to come back and stay. And these are all, like, just publicly, like, not, like, Jessica won't even deny any of this. This is all true. Like, how could you... I don't know.
Like, I think that's just descriptive. I think that is me describing him accurately.
Of course.
In terms of, like, below the belt, like, unwarranted things I've said, I think I've made fun of his, yeah, I think I've made fun of him down there once.
Does he hate you more because you were...
I love how obsessed these guys are.
Like, his orbiter... And then when all this stuff happened, right, you did coverage, well, and so now he hates you the most because you were, like, his orbiter after show or some shit, right?
It's also crazy when people are trying to, like, how do you describe this phenomenon? Like, imagine a mom walks into a room and you have, like, this is their child's bed, and then you've got, like, food over here. And then you've got, like, some shit is knocked over here. You've got, like, papers over here. This is, like, there's, like, a fucking gallon of milk was spilled over here on the bed. The pillow is just shredded, and there's feathers everywhere. Imagine you've got, like, a window here, and, like, the glass is, like, fucking broken because you threw a baseball through it, right? And then the mom comes in and just starts screaming and then leaves. And then imagine you've got, like, the two siblings are here, and they're like, why do you think mom is mad? And it's like, maybe she's on her period today. Oh, maybe mom's just a fucking bitch. Like, I don't know, man. Like, what do you think? Like, do you think maybe she had a rough day at work? And it's like, hello? This kind of, like, I guess, like, the fart sniffing, where you just, like, all start farting in a room and you get high off it and you're, like, kind of like, oh, what's going on here? It's just like, we're just going to ignore, like, the fact of every single thing that you've been involved in for the past 2 years. And, like, what could it be? Maybe because you were an orbiter.
You did coverage, well, and so now he hates you the most because you were, like, his orbiter after show or some shit, right? Is that the thing?
Yeah. I also felt do you remember how the leaks happened? I also felt quite bad for him when the original November leaks happened, and it was just the Lauren Southern stuff. It was just, like, embarrassing. And I was, like, talking him through it. Like, I felt genuinely, like, really bad for him.
Talking him through it? He messaged me once to tell me that stuff was leaking. It's like, and I was like, okay, Lemayo.
So you had, like, a personal... Leaks. Yeah, so you had, like, a personal connection. You were, like, talking to him about this stuff, and then he feels like you betrayed him, basically. That's
I think so, okay. Yeah.
That's a crazy... That's it, bro. That's definitely it, bro. Why are you sending me this? Oh my god, guys. Dude, I don't even know what Discord server this is from. If we were to give an academic... Oh, I just outed you, Wilson. Sorry. Hopefully this wasn't super secret. If we were to give an academic test on the history and current structure of Israel, and broadly the Middle East, what online public figure would score the highest? Hassan, unironically. Who didn't even know... Oh, this guy pointed out, didn't even know what the Western Wall was a couple months ago. What? What? He's doing tricks on it, bro. Holy shit, he's doing tricks on it. Oh my god. Oh wait, hold on, I missed a thing. Listen how upset he gets when Dan calls Taylor Lorenz a liar.
I author, this may get some people mad at me, but I really don't have a big problem with her. I just assume she's like a Hassan D writer and kind of trying to hide it a little bit. And but I mean, I don't know, like, is there a reason why I should outright dislike her? What would you
she's
say?
She's a pathological liar. Okay. Extremely dishonest.
Okay.
Very weaselly and slippery. Mm-hmm.
Man, I probably have to listen. I did my time on the Nicholas DiRoyo stuff. Okay, I did my time. I paid my dues. I watch. I promote the Kilo video. Love Kilo. But I might have to go back into this stuff and just start like I get so angry when I hear these people talk about politics. I feel like way more. The thing is I've been aware of like Nicholas DiRoyo being a lying rat for a while now, and I was waiting on this Kilo video coming out and for people to be talking about it, and so I felt like I
apparently they're all mad that Kilo video didn't get anywhere near as much traction as they thought it would, especially with Hassan tweeting it out.
I couldn't not cover it. I really wanted to cover it because it's like a bunch of my friends who like think this is very important, and I don't not think it's important. But man, this stuff actually makes me angry in a way that the Nicholas DiRoyo stuff doesn't. This stuff actually like pisses me off listening to these people talk about politics and other people, and it's all just a game to like destroy reputations or denigrate reputations as much as you can for.
Like, it's so annoying. Like, this is why it's so boring today on politics, because it's all so much projection. It's so horrible that all these people want to do is destroy reputation. That's all these other motherfuckers do. Dude, Hassan is like the number one, like, Israel, 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 Israel. Oh, this guy disagrees with my policy on this. Israel, Israel, Israel. Oh, this guy disagrees. Hassan, Hassan, Hassan. Oh, this guy disagrees. Oh, Israel supporter, $7,000 check. Like, that's all you guys do all day. It's not even, there's no more politics now, like, anywhere in the United States. It's all just these slop personal attacks and the weird trying to say that everybody's some fucking insane shit and then, ugh.
Or reasons that are just purely spite-based. They're not based on what's best for the country. They're not...
Oh, purely spite-based.
Purely spite-based. They're not based on what's best for the country. They're not based on what's best for anybody. It's just like, I really don't like this guy, or this woman, in Taylor's case, and I'm going to go after them. And I'm just going to keep going after them forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Well, the only reason he's probably talking about Taylor Lorenz now is because Taylor Lorenz was just on Live and Learn, so she's kind of in our sphere, right? It's not like we talk about her all the time otherwise, no, right? It's generally only when we're engaging with her. It was the chorus stuff and then the Live and Learn stuff.
So, okay. Well, all right.
Someone that will...
Very gross to me.
If you had to guess which community is most behind the swatting, which community would you guess? I honestly have no idea. I feel like that's more of a right-wing thing, but I don't feel like I deal much. I don't even know what like the big online right-wing communities are that would be doing it. But I don't feel like the left-wing people do it as much. But they might. I don't know really about like the whole weirdo snarker people. Because I guess they were doing it to... Ethan got the skull at his house and everything, right? I don't know if Ethan's been swatted before. I have no idea. Wicked Supreme, I think, one time in Justical Server suggested that I was either lying about it or I was swatting myself in order to drum up attention for me. So, and Child Protective Services too, yeah. Was Wicked Supreme the guy who died while mining with an 8X and then lied about it? No, that's Esports Batman. I think Wicked, was he a Mr. Girl fan? I feel like he was. That was probably like a secret litmus test we should have figured out earlier. Was if you were like standing Mr. Girl a little bit too hard? Probably not. Probably something going on there. Oh, I didn't see this. Jessica was even trying to tweet it. Or no, I did see this a while ago, I think, right? Oh, he's trying to help him.